This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سلم وبارك وعظم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, collection of Imam Bukhari and Muslim, narrated to us by Abu Huraira. The countdown to Ramadan is, you know, coming quite close. We're closing down two or three nights left. I'll just be sharing in the next few nights just a couple of ahadith about Ramadan, just as, يعني, additional reminders. This hadith I've talked about like 100 times, but I'm just going to actually narrate it formally, just so it's kind of, you know the narration and where it comes from. And in the collection of both Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Huraira, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Says عليه الصلاة والسلام, those who pass Ramadan for the two reasons, imanan wa ihtisaban, that's why they're doing it. That's the reason that they're doing it. So imanan meaning out of their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they're not doing it for any other reason. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in Allah and He told them to, so they're doing it. Wa ihtisaban, ihtisaban mean they are hoping for the reward. Meaning they're banking on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them reward later in life. Meaning they're waiting for it, yawm al-qiyamah. So those who fast Ramadan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command them to, and because they are hoping to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have all of their previous sins forgiven. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. This was a earth-breaking hadith when the Sahaba heard it. This was a big deal when the Prophet ﷺ said this. Because the Sahaba were waiting and looking and searching for something that would offer them this amazing gift. Because not everyone can perform Hajj Mabrur. Not everyone can. There's a lot of things that we can't do. But this is something that's doable. It's potentially something you can do. You can fast Ramadan, making sure that your intention is that it's because Allah told me to, and because I want His reward. And if you do it that way, you'll have all of your previous sins forgiven. And then he made it a little bit easier. He said, "من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه." There's another narration that has "من قام رمضان" altogether, but that's not this one. And those who قام, قيام is praying at night. So those who pray Laylatul Qadr are praying at night during Laylatul Qadr, which is, again, Laylatul Qadr equated to the last 10 nights because we don't know which one it is. So if you're up for the last 10 nights and you're praying every single night during those nights, why are you doing it? Iman and wahtisaban, same reason. You're doing it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to, and because you're hoping for His reward on the Day of Judgment, all of your previous sins will be forgiven. This is the promise that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is offering you on behalf of Allah. Fast for the right reason, pray during those last 10 nights for the right reason, and all of your sins will be wiped clean. And you can start over on the morning of Eid. And I can't imagine of anything that is more beautiful and more desirable than that. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا